hear the Good Neighbor Network, FM 101.9 and AM 1450, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, Smyrna, audio and video streaming at WGNSradio.com. This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Bart Walker.
Hey, good morning to you. Welcome in. This morning, we are focusing on Rutherford County. That's where we live, Rutherford County, Tennessee. And with us, our county mayor, Joe Carr. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you with us today.
It's a beautiful day.
The big news. The bees are buzzing.
So the honey's been harvested, the bees have been treated, and the bees do enjoy this weather.
That they do. They, what is it they like about it?
Just like we do. It's temperate, Bart.
Yeah.
It's not too hot. It's not too cold.
So bees feel things.
Yeah, they like their porridge just right.
Okay. The second biggest item is a groundbreaking this morning.
Yeah, that's bigger than the bees for Rutherford County. Today at 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock this morning.
You're going to be out there, out at Weekly Lane for your listeners. This is a historic day on so many levels. This Rutherford County is undertaking a significant construction project, significant on several levels. Number one, this is going to be the sixth regional forensic center in the state. The state of Tennessee has not built a forensic center in over 20 years. And with the explosion of our population in Rutherford County and Middle Tennessee, this is something that's long since past due. As I've shared with you and your listeners on several previous occasions, the Tennessee State Health Department said that the need for a sixth forensic center was, quote, urgent, and that the best and ideal place to locate a sixth medical forensic center for Tennessee would be in Rutherford County, not coincidentally off Weekly Lane. And so you would have thought, Bart, with that kind of, quote, urgent need and Rutherford County providing a, quote, ideal location, you would think that Governor Lee and the Tennessee General Assembly would find it in their hearts to assist Rutherford County in this incredibly noteworthy and very important endeavor. And the state of Tennessee declined. And I am proud to say we are moving forward on behalf of Tennesseans, on behalf of Middle Tennesseans, and Rutherford Countyans specifically for this very important and urgent project. It took a long time. This is a vision of Carl Hudgens and Denise Martin. Carl formerly was with the EMS department as director, and Denise is our forensics medical examiner. And this is their vision. Some on the county commission is 20 years old, and I think it's great that I have the opportunity as mayor to solve this problem in my first term. So today begins the solution of us building a $15 million forensic center, which is needed. And for those citizens and commissioners that are concerned about the cost of this facility, we are using the exact same business model for the forensic center, Bart, to keep taxes low as we're using for the transfer station that in its first month of operation generated $66,000 back to the county. So the idea that we will be raising property taxes for the forensic center or for the transfer station is just more rhetoric, worthless, inane rhetoric from those who don't understand what they're talking about. But I am excited about today. It's another chapter in this county's development and taking care of its citizens. And so at 10 o'clock, to your listeners, please join us on Weekly Lane.
And what is that Weekly? Is there anything there at that location now?
Yeah, so what we have two things. It's about a 20-acre track of land, and we currently have the Rutherford County Clerk's office has an office there at Weekly Lane, and we also have one of our more modern and spacious convenience centers is at that same campus. And so this is a 20-acre campus, and I want to just give a huge recognition to Smyrna Mayor Mary Esther Reed and the entire city council for helping us and participating in this. They've been phenomenal to work with. Dave Santucci, the city manager, really, really this is how the relationship and the cooperative relationship, the collaboration is supposed to work. And so there were a lot of pieces that came together to ensure that we would get to this point. Again, despite those vocal naysayers, both in and off the county commission, we are moving forward today. So today's a great day.
Now, people may have missed our earlier broadcast because we've talked about this subject many times over the past
couple of years anyway. I mean, this is something that I didn't know was a need till I became mayor. Mm-hmm. I did not know. And you get, as mayor, of course, you get a lot of different people coming at you with problems and needs, and quickly this became a very legitimate need that was long since passed to deal with. And I'm just glad, as the county mayor, you know, I saw the vision and the idea of Denise Martin and Carl Hudgens and others, and I'm glad I got to be the one to put a plan together, to implement a plan to deal with this at no cost to the taxpayers of Rutherford County.
Now, when you hear Forensic Center, I think a lot of people think of those TV shows like NCIS and things like that.
Yeah.
It's not quite that.
Well, that, because obviously Hollywood embellishes and romanticizes
But there's a lot of truth in there.
The underlying truth is that they are absolutely instrumental in the investigative units of our various law enforcement departments in Rutherford County, whether it's the city law enforcement or the county sheriff. It is absolutely indispensable in doing good quality, proper death investigations in the case of a questionable homicide. And I would like to just remind your listeners and those on the county commission, Rutherford County has a statutory obligation to provide autopsies. Now, the law allows us a lot of discretion in how we provide that, but we have a statutory obligation to do this. We have no choice. And so I've made the calculus that it is actually cheaper for us to do it ourselves and then provide that service to other counties than it is for us to go to Nashville-Davidson County and get it done, where, quite honestly, the quality of work, if you ask law enforcement, is much less than desirable or should be expected.
And so when do you think we'll be able to actually perform autopsies here on weekly?
Yeah, I'm holding off dying, Bart, until the Forensic Center opens, just for your listeners. So I'm hoping I can make it till the first quarter of 2027, and with a little luck I may be their first patient. What do you think?
I hope not.
We hope to open a first quarter. Our goal is to open the first quarter of 2027.
Okay. So it'll take all next year.
It'll take about 16 months. This is about a 16-month construction project. Yes, sir.
Okay. Do we have a coroner?
Yeah, we do. We do have it. We're required to have a coroner. And obviously, with the county this size, we have several death investigators. The county performs about 350 autopsies a year just in Rutherford County. The capacity of this facility, it's about 1,000 autopsies a year. It's about a 16,000 square foot facility. So that extra capacity of 600 to 650 autopsies, we're going to make this available to surrounding counties. And I can tell you that I've had several mayors in Middle Tennessee, a half a dozen to eight mayors, contact me directly and say, when you guys get this built, can we have you do our autopsies? And of course the answer is yes, and that we're really excited about that, because if we do an autopsy for Bedford County or Murray County or Marshall County, Wilson, Sumner, whoever, then that cost is offset the expense of us doing our own autopsies. So again, we're using the exact same business model for the Forensic Center that we used for the transfer station, that in the first month of operation generated $66,000 in profit back to the county.
Now, it seems that, unless I dreamed this up, and that could happen
too. Yeah, I hear you. Me too.
The different emergency facilities around the county, where the ambulances park, where you go for, I guess, for your leave your trash convenience center, those are nice facilities now. Did I recall that there would be a place there for, say, the coroner to go to look over records or to... Just a place to go.
Yeah. So this, again, that's what this facility is now. And so it's going to be an administrative facility. It's going to be an autopsy facility. we have room for expansion to enter into. If Middle Tennessee wants to enter into an agreement with us or Meharry Medical for expansion for instruction, educational portion of this. So this facility has been designed to expand, and which is great, because historically Rutherford County has not done a good job planning for expansion of facilities. So all of our facilities now that we're building are built with the idea that they need to accommodate the growth by expansion. But out on that campus, in addition to a forensic center, we are proposing a new EMS station. And also we're going to give, hopefully, Ms. Kroll some additional parking, as well as another drive-through awning to relieve some of the congestion that particular office in Smyrna is experiencing because of just pure traffic. So this is, you know, the forensic center is $15 million, but the total amount being spent is closer to $20 million when you include the EMS station and you include the upgrades to Ms. Kroll's office, her clerk's office there in Smyrna.
Okay. Now, as you look at these expansions and everything, currently the coroner, are they stationed at the health department here in Murfreesboro?
I believe. I don't know where they're stationed. I will have to ask Denise.
This will give them a home.
Yeah. They have a facility out off of, they have a home right now. It's just a very, very small home. We have a facility off Salem Highway. Right now that they use. And it's very, very outdated. It's very old. It's a metal building. It's not very secure. It certainly has cannot deal with the volume of traffic, because Rutherford County doesn't have a morgue. So if we were to have any type of mass casualty event, and I'm talking about of any size at all, we don't have a place to store bodies in a way that is both humane and respectful to the families. I just don't believe you should be putting someone's loved one who's died tragically in a refrigerated trailer. I think we can do better than that.
Right now, we only have, I guess, the two hospitals.
Yeah, that's right.
And what St. Thomas has, how many? And then,
I think St. Thomas has like six places, if I'm not mistaken. Something like that. It's
and
small.
Stonecrest.
Stonecrest, too. But the hospitals are not technically supposed to be in the morgue business. That's the responsibility of the county. So this is another example of why Rutherford County needs to step up and perform this service, because it's required by law.
And we're 380-something thousand people?
389,909 as of January 1, 2025.
Mr. Wizard.
Not really. I just know the number.
Wow. Okay. Again, that's 10 o'clock this morning, the groundbreaking ceremony. The public, you ought to be there.
Oh, yeah. Yes, the public's invited. I know that a number of county commissioners are going to be there. Of course, I'll be there. I hope WGNS, our good neighbor station, will be there. It's going to be a great day. And this is the only second groundbreaking that we've done. Now, we've had a lot of projects in Rutherford County. I mean, we've had, if you think about what we've done in 3 years, Bart, it's truly amazing. I had one of my directors tell me, said, since we're going into your fourth year as mayor, are you going to take your foot off the gas? And I go, what do you mean? And he goes, this is one of my directors. He goes, well, you know, we have expanded Riverdale, Oakland, Smyrna, and Laverne High Schools, which is about $200 million there. We have built a new elementary school. We built a new middle school. We built a forensic center. Now we're building a transfer station. We've expanded recovery court. We've built not one, not two, but three new public safety buildings. And he goes, and quite honestly, he said, you've balanced the budget and you have given pay raises to your county employees. He goes, what else have you got up your sleeve? I'm going, I got to come up with something.
No.
We can't take our foot off the gas.
No, and so the pressure's on you now.
That it is, and
top,
we did, and we did that by balancing budgets every year, and we did it by not just retaining our AAA bond rating, but we have not one, not two, but three credit agencies that now have given Rutherford County a AAA bond rating, and we're one of only 54 counties in the entire nation out of 3,100 counties that have three AAA bond ratings. That's a big deal.
54 out of 3,100.
Yes, sir. That have three AAA bond ratings. We have a AAA bond rating that only 13 other states have.
Wow.
This is a big deal. I'm really proud of what we've accomplished. We've reduced the debt. True, we had to raise property taxes our first year, but The county is doing well.
We're going to pause for just a moment. We'll be back and continue the conversation. A lot going on in Rutherford County. Aren't you proud that you are here?
Join me, Speedy Adler, and Greg for The Rick Burgess Show on WGNS.
The Rick Burgess Show, weekdays 11 to 2 on News Radio WGNS.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We are your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
Then I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
This is Jenny at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. If you'd like to lift somebody up, we can put together a basket with their favorite coffee, latte, cappuccino, little snack, and a little bouquet of flowers. Just make their day. So give us a call at 615-893-7134. We're located at 117 South Academy Street, just across the road from East Main Church of Christ. This is Jen, and I can't wait to see you. Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Lessons, we got that. Drums and every other instrument with strings or keys. Music World and Drummer's Den, the one-stop shop where you have everything that you might need. Ukuleles, violins, things that they're not expecting to find just everywhere they go. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course. Music World and Drummer's Den.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. Demas's has had a bar when we opened 35 years ago, and we've done the exact same thing with our bar menu that we've done with our food menu. We get higher quality items, higher quality cocktails. Again, some people just want a drink with their meal, where they might be able to get a drink to complement their meals.
Hi, Murfreesboro. This is Amanda from Animal City. We're at 919 Northwest Broad Street. With the kids back at school, come to Animal City and put their science knowledge to work with a brand new aquarium. Whether you're looking for freshwater, saltwater, or pond, we have it all. While the kids are away at school, you can relax at home with your beautiful new aquarium. From Animal City, we are so proud to be Murfreesboro's pet destination for 35 years. Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, family owned and operated.
We'll see sunny skies here for this afternoon with a high in the lower 80s. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, a low near 56. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki from the WGNS Rutherford Weather Center. Currently, it's 53.
Good morning. It's moving a little bit better over here since they cleared that wreck on 440 westbound in Nolensville Pike. Still heavy 840 westbound as you come past Paytonsville, approaching I-65 on an earlier disabled vehicle we had clogging up traffic. Still heavy 65 south at Trinity Lane. Still building 24 out of Murfreesboro through Antioch. It's also some volume still coming in on 40 westbound as you come out of the Mount Juliet area there into Hermitage. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car and truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
If it matters to you, it matters to us. More people depend on WGNS for local news that matters. We're your local news leader. News Radio WGNS.
I can't believe 59 degrees outside. That's what it is right now, 59 degrees. High today will be 80. And that's just beautiful. Sunny weather, too. Gorgeous out there. Happy birthday to Ricky Brindley. Ricky is the winner of the Slick Pig Barbecue Banana Pudding. Ricky Brindley, happy birthday to you. Our good neighbor today, receiving flowers from Ryan's Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts, is Brian Gaither. The person who nominated Brian said he's doing a lot of wonderful work that he and all the emergency medical services of Rutherford County do every day. They do a great job. And he's going to receive beautiful flowers Oh, yeah. From Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. That's a great place, too. You need to head over there anytime you need flowers, gifts, anything. Jenny can fix you up. 117 South Academy Street. We're back again, and we're focusing on Rutherford County this morning. If you want to ask a question, the county mayor is right here with us. He's happy to talk with you, answer your questions, tell you whatever he knows about issues that are concerning you. 615-893-1450. Just don't wait, because the show will be over if you wait too long. 615-893-1450. Talk or text. One thing that was in our news this morning, and it's on the WGNS news page, that's the 287G, which is the ICE program, the police ICE.
Yeah, so there at the public safety meeting, thank you for bringing that up, Bart, because it's important that your listeners know the truth, and number one, and especially when we have people who are so misinformed as were expressing their opinion the other night, and everybody's free to express an opinion, but you're not free to make up facts, at least not without being corrected, because people's lives are at risk during all this, health and safety and well-being. 287G is a cooperative program between local law enforcement and ICE, which is the Immigration Enforcement Task Force. And so everybody knows they're Department of Homeland Security, and they're a part of the federal law enforcement that goes toward enforcing our illegal immigration laws. And as I'm sure as a lot of your listeners know, when I was in the Tennessee General Assembly, I spent an incredible amount of time and effort passing solid constitutional illegal immigration laws at the state level. As a matter of fact, when I left the House in 2014, Tennessee had the strongest illegal immigration laws at the state level in the entire country. I wrote and passed the nation's first no sanctuary cities law for Tennessee. I wrote and passed our E-Verify law. I wrote and passed laws or a resolution, I might add, that recognized Arizona's right to fight not only the Obama administration, but the open borders policy that was literally letting hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants every year cross the Arizona border when Governor Jan Brewer was trying to stand up against the federal government's policy of not just open borders, but no borders. So obviously when President Biden comes into office, he literally opens up the floodgates, and we have millions and millions and millions of illegals, many of whom are convicted felons. And we have countries like Venezuela and Cuba and Mexico and others dumping, you know, the people they don't want in their country into our country because of President Biden's no borders policy, which I'm absolutely opposed to. And so I applaud what President Trump is doing in cleaning up our streets. And I think the ICE is the proper mechanism for it. 287G is that memorandum of understanding between our sheriff's department and the ICE about how do we go about properly detaining and notifying ICE when we have arrested somebody and they are in our detention facility, so that ICE then can take the proper steps to, if they are illegal, to remove them from the country. What I find particularly abhorrent, and I call on the county commission to publicly rebuke Commissioner Hope Oliver, is when she said at the Monday night public safety meeting, and I quote, ICE has been here a long time, but has not been emboldened as a terrorist organization like it has turned out to be. Close quote. Commissioner Oliver, I understand that she has a very progressive and liberal view of the world, and I understand that she probably embraces open or no borders policy. I get that. And if that's what she wants to believe, that's fine. But what she doesn't have a right to do is label ICE as a terrorist organization. Because if she wants to know what a terrorist organization is, then she needs to go to the U.S. Department of the Secretary of State's website, because terrorist organization is Hamas, Hezbollah, the drug cartels from Mexico, al-Shabazz, the state of Iran, and many, many organizations. And to compare ICE to those legitimate terrorist organizations that do reign terror across the globe is not just inappropriate, but it needs to be met with the strongest rebuke, especially those commissioners on the public safety meeting who are in law enforcement or who were in law enforcement who said nothing to rebuke her. So we need to get the record straight. I am glad that Sheriff Hsu cooperates and participates with ICE in cleaning up the criminal element, especially that criminal illegal element in our community. He does a good job, and I hope he continues to cooperate with the federal government and this program. It's appropriate, it's necessary, and we need to clean up our streets.
We have a question here from a listener. This is a text question, different topic.
That's fine.
Traffic signals in the county. Traffic in the county, not city limits.
We got about a half a dozen, maybe eight.
This person said, I didn't realize you had any, and then I came across a new one, which is like a giant signal, like in a metropolitan area, on 231 South at Rock Springs and Midland Road.
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay.
I'm glad they noticed it. We need the biggest traffic lights, Bart. They need to be huge. We don't want loser traffic lights, little bitty traffic lights. We want big traffic lights so that you can see them from a very long way away. So we want the biggest traffic lights. We want the best traffic lights. We want the brightest red and green traffic lights.
Now,
it is a big traffic light. We've had a lot of accidents out there, and we've had a number of fatalities. And, of course, that's a TDOT regulated intersection because it's 231. But I appreciate TDOT addressing the safety issue with a, like the caller said, a big traffic light.
Now, with that traffic signal in place now, do you plan on any more like that? Or TDOT, I guess, is the one that planned that.
On the state route, it's TDOT that does that through a traffic study. And, of course, we bring it to their attention. We help sometimes provide the traffic study if it's something that we think it needs to be addressed. But, yeah, whenever we have congestion like that where there are accidents and fatalities, we're going to take a hard look at it.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Joe Carr. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
I wonder who paid Joe to lock the courthouse up on the weekends. A lot of folks want to see the museum in there.
I was wondering we were going to get around to that, Bart.
Thank you for calling.
Nobody paid me. What it is the courthouse is a historic monument. It's a historic place. Because of the number of events, the size of the events, and the fact that the events are growing, the courthouse has been besieged with traffic into the courthouse that use the restrooms. Those restrooms now are in a constant state of disrepair to the extent that almost every Monday morning we come in and we've got a significant sewage problem from human waste because of overuse in the courthouse.
We're talking about the big farmer's market on the square,
Friday Night Lights. And I will tell you, the county gives to Murfreesboro Main Street. They don't charge. We don't charge them for that. And yet they make a considerable amount of money. And so now we have the cost of taking care of a historic monument. So I'm glad the caller asked the direct question. I appreciated it. And nobody paid me anything to do the right thing.
Sir, did that answer your question?
Well, what about the museum that's in there? A lot of tourists are down there on Saturdays wanting to go to that museum. A lot of black people want to see the black thing that's in the museum.
Well, I appreciate that. And maybe we can kind of take a step back and take a broader look at reopening it after the events are no longer on the square. Because you're right, we certainly want to provide access to a museum. I will also share with you, the listener, that, you know, now that we have got a contract on the BOA building, Bart, we're going to plan on moving people out of Goldstein, and the Goldstein people, that would be the election commission, building in codes, planning and engineering, pretrial services, they're all going to move to the BOA building, which we've got now have a contract on. My hope, caller, is that we can turn the Goldstein building into a permanent location for all those artifacts that are so treasured and important to the understanding the history of our community. And so that would then provide us an opportunity to have the museum open on a more permanent full-time basis especially over the weekend.
I think that's a good idea. Thank you very much for your time, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. You have a blessed day.
And for people who are not familiar with the BOA building, what is that?
My apologies. I get caught up in acronyms, Bart. That's the Bank of America building. It used to be the old Commerce Union building.
Okay.
It's on the east side of the square on that first block across from City Cafe.
Okay.
Everybody knows where the City Cafe is.
That's right. It's the building that's empty over there.
It is. But it's still a landmark.
It's still a landmark. Yeah. And we still have, memories.
So we have a contract. The county has a contract, and we're doing our due diligence. But to the caller again, my hope is that we can take the Goldstein building, because there's 20,000 feet there, and that bottom floor we can turn into a cultural history and arts museum
for the county
and the city. And so we're trying
at the Goldstein,
and then so we would renovate. I would like to put up the old facade from the early 1900s
of Goldstein. Oh yeah.
So we want to do those are my ideas. Now there are other ideas that we want to listen to, but I'm excited about the opportunity about having a permanent place where we can keep and safeguard the treasures and the artifacts of this county.
You know, it's a shame. I'm sure this would cost a fortune. But on the back of Goldstein's, I've seen these old photographs from Shacklett's photography of the fire station that was there. Did you ever know those?
See, this is breaking news.
It is beautiful. I mean, it is gorgeous.
We had already decided, Bart, that we were going to get with Bill Shacklett, and we were going to kind of rummage through all his photographs as part of the idea of what do we want to do with this building. I absolutely don't want to sell it. I absolutely don't want to tear it down. What I want to do is I want to renovate the inside. I want to remake the outside. And so as part of enhancing the downtown and the cultural and historic aspects of this great community, we need someplace other than the square, the courthouse, because the courthouse just isn't big enough.
Yeah.
And to the listener, we don't have we can't provide the access the public needs, because that's still an office building for the mayor, the trustee, the finance department, and that kind of thing. So there's a legitimate security issue as well. But if we have a dedicated museum, boy, hey, wouldn't that be great?
It would be phenomenal.
Be fantastic.
Now, on the back, this old fire hall had turrets, round turrets, and the fire engines were down below.
Wow, I need to get a picture of that.
Bill has one, I'm sure.
Yeah, we're going to have to work. We're going to have to do
something
with that.
And if you can't build it, because I'm sure it would cost a fortune to make it, there are some, I've seen it in magazines, artists are making three-dimensional drawings on one flat level that are so real looking. If it's on a sidewalk, you'll think that's some steps in front of you or something. Maybe you could have somebody do that.
I love this idea. We need to put you on the Save Goldstein Building Committee, Bart.
No, we're dangerous together. That's what it is. We're going to pause for just a moment. We will continue the conversation. And if you have a question or a comment, you can talk or text, whichever you prefer. But whatever you do, don't wait, because we only have about 8 minutes left in the show. We're about to enter the final segment. County Mayor Joe Carr is our guest. We're focusing on Rutherford County.
We break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24/7 connection. WTNS, AM, FM, and online.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas' restaurant. We really focus on value. They get value. They get more than what they pay for. They get a higher level service. They get higher level food at a price that is a lot more affordable. What we're trying to do is we're trying to give people the value, and again, that they were fulfilled both within their stomach and as well as their pockets. We want them to feel satisfied. come eat with us at Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Hey, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Come in for your guitars, keyboards, drums. We have you covered. Our prices will normally meet internet prices. When I buy a guitar, I have to put my hands on the guitar neck. You can do that here. You can try your instrument before you ever put any money on it at all. And still, cheaper than what you could get online most of the time, at least master prices at worst. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street, right across from the golf course.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
You may think money problems are just impossible to fix. Get sound advice with Dave Ramsey 1 to 4 weekdays, followed by certified financial planner Jason Qualls at 4.
We're back, the final segment, so if you have a question or comment, text us or talk to us, whichever. But do one or the other. 615-893-1450. County Mayor Joe Carr is with us. We're back on Goldstein's. It's going to be fun.
It is. Well, number one, we've got to get those four departments out of that building, because we're looking at a several million-dollar investment on the roof, on the HVAC system, on the elevator. So it's in a declining state of condition-wise. We've done a thorough investigation as to the building and its structural integrity, and it's in really good shape. It's John Harney and people like Bob Warren, who are experts in this, say that it's got good bones. So it's got really good bones. It's got a good solid foundation. It's got huge old hand-cut limestone rock as its foundation, and it's beautiful. But the roof and the interior need renovating, and so we got to get them out of there. I got to find a home for those employees. BO makes perfect sense. It allows us to grow, and then it gives us the flexibility to go, what are we going to do with Goldstein? How can we use Goldstein to enhance life on the square and around the square, which is the goal? And I just think, back to that caller, you know, the goal is to turn Goldstein into that museum so that we can have better access, and we got a lot of artifacts that are not in display. This is something we're going to work with Murfreesboro on because of Cannonsburg. You know, they had talked about moving Cannonsburg at one time, and they had no place for the bucket. You know, everybody knows about the bucket.
Cedar bucket.
That's
right.
And so we want to be that repository for all the county, culturally and historically.
Now, the first thing you have to do is move the offices that are in Goldstein's to the Bank of America building.
Right.
When will that happen?
So the process for the BOA building is that we have 120 days to do our due diligence. That's inspect the building to make sure we understand what it is. At the end of 120 days, there is in the agreement a series of extensions that the owner has provided to us, which we are grateful for. I'm hopeful that by the end of the calendar year, or the first of the 26, we can actually close on a contract. And at that time, we can begin renovation of the building for the purposes of moving those people out of Goldstein. Once that design and renovation is complete, then we will just literally pack everybody up out of Goldstein and move them into the BOA. And then we can begin the process of programming what we want to do with the Goldstein building, which I hope is in part a cultural arts and historic museum for the square. That's what I hope is we end up doing with it.
Based on your knowledge, what is your estimated move date?
It's hard to say until we get an evaluation of the building and we get the programming done. I would like to think that we could move in sometime by mid-2027. But again, that is a very, very rough estimate. And it's not a prediction, it's just how long things will take. And we may be longer, it may be shorter. We just don't know until we quantify what we have and how we're going to program that building and reconfigure it to suit the county's needs.
We have a text here. A listener wants to see about an update on the tree up on the courthouse square. You were going to get some new ones,
too. We did. So we have, the last time I talked to Mr. Carter at Carter's Nursery, he has, I think, a half a dozen that he spliced.
Half a dozen little trees from the original.
Little sycamores are DNA clones of the original. And so he is taking good care of those. And that's going to be probably several years before we replace the little oak tree we have. So we want to make sure they're big enough so it doesn't get knocked down. Okay. But it's my understanding from Carter's Nursery, and who does a wonderful job for the county, is that it's going very, very well.
Are they here in town, Carter's?
Yes,
Nursery?
They're out on Barfield Crescent Road. If you go out 99 to World Outreach Church, turn left at the light at Barfield Crescent, go about a mile, and he's on the right.
Okay. We have a few minutes left in the program. A big deal again that we want to tell everybody about, remind you, go over to the groundbreaking this morning, 10 o'clock.
Yep.
And what will they find when they get there?
They're going to find a big pile of dirt and a bunch of shovels and with a bunch of hopefully elected politicians with hard hats throwing dirt.
Okay. What a way to start today.
And making very short speeches.
Okay. And as we look at other things happening in the county, what are some of the things on the horizon that the public needs to be aware of so they, you know, maybe they'll drive in the area or something, need to be aware of it for their own safety?
Great question. We will be opening, having a ribbon cutting or a flag raising, as Commissioner or Chairman Pettis Reed calls it, of the Plainview Public Safety Building. This will be our fifth and final public safety building that we've constructed, and it's out in Christiana on the campus of the Plainview Elementary School. We expect that flag raising to happen sometime in October, and as we get a firm date, Bart, I will let you and your listeners know. So that will be the fifth public safety building and the third one that we've opened since I've been mayor.
Now, for people who are not familiar, what are the public safety buildings? What's it all about?
The public safety buildings are that was a grant that we received from the federal government, and that grant allowed us to build a public safety which is a fire hall, EMS, a health department building. There's also an office in there for a sheriff's deputy. And so it is truly a tornado shelter, a food pantry. It is truly a public health and safety building. And those are scattered throughout the county. They're at Las Casas, they're at Walter Hill, they're at Kittrell, they're now at Plainview. I'm missing one, Bart. Rockvale's the fifth one.
Okay, and those have real come in handy. We've had we're known for tornadoes.
So I will tell you this: when Chris Clark tells me that when we have a tornadic event, that it's not uncommon to have 150, 200 people in these tornado shelters where we've identified severe thunderstorms are going to be. So they are serving a very, very valuable purpose.
Are the shelters underground or are they in the building itself?
No, they're in the building, but they're in a particular part of the building that is tornado proof.
Okay. And how many people will the tornado shelter hold?
I think Chris says they'll hold around 200, but I don't quote me on that. It's a pretty big area.
Okay.
It's not standing, obviously. People aren't sitting. We do have a few chairs and tables in there, but it certainly beats spending the night in a mobile home. So.
Oh, yeah.
Better alternative in a tornado event.
Or in your car driving through.
Or even not just a mobile home, but even a stick frame house. I mean, a stick frame house is of little consequence to a F3 tornado.
You really need a basement.
You do.
And we don't, that's not in most of the houses today.
We don't have the soil. We got a lot of rock around here, so digging a basement can be pretty expensive. I know some houses do have them, and they're fortunate to have them, but most houses they can't get that deep because of the rock.
And it's also not the modern way of living, I guess. Back in the 30s and 40s, everybody had a basement.
Everybody. It was called a bomb shelter back then.
Thankfully, we didn't have to use those. Our guest this morning, our Rutherford County Mayor Joe Carr, who is getting his hat on now, his crash helmet on.
Yeah, and getting to put the hard hat on.
Getting ready to head out and do a little ribbon
cutting.
Labor.
Or not ribbon cutting, dirt throwing.
Yeah, that's right.
We're throwing dirt.
Part of the job.
Part of the job.
Joe, thanks again. Have a super day.
Thank you, Bart. God bless.
Stay with us. Much more to come right here. Chip Walters is right outside the door. The star. Stay with us.